This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2251. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 11th, Antarctica, Australia, Botswana, Brazil, Chile, China, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Grenada, Iran, Korea South, New Zealand, Norfolk Island, Okinawa, Oklahoma, Russia, Sao Tome, Thailand, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, following up last week's info about LRA 36 Antarctica, which publicized a special broadcast early UT July 5th, but it did not come off. Via Manuel Mendez, we have what Adrian Corol of RAI had to say about that via WhatsApp. First, he said, problem with a transmitter board. They're working to see repair possibilities. Difficult situation at this exact moment. And then on July 6th, he said, they are working to repair the fault. Until it is repaired, LRA 36 will only be online via streaming. So it seems that Saturday we will not have a transmission either. And as of the following Thursday, July 11th, as I record, there have been no further reports of LRA 36 resuming on shortwave. Via shortwave bulletins, Zaharias Yangas in Greece reports on monitoring via remotes in Australia some of their low-power shortwave stations, such as on 9670. It's a second harmonic of 4835. Contacted Dave Stewart about that, as heard via the Hunter Valley remote in northeast Australia. Poor signal on 9670 with some fades, and here's the reply from Dave Stewart. Normally at this time of year, midwinter in Australia, I start transmitting at 0500 UT to cover southeastern Australia on 4835 and 2310 after dark. I was testing and was on earlier with some adjustments, and am aware of the harmonic on 9670, which is about 40 dB down. Usually when I'm on the 9 MHz band, it's full of stations and the small signal would not be heard. But if early in the afternoon here, when the band is clear, a very small signal will get through. Zaharias Langus was listening on the 1st of July to 2310 at 0921 UT with music of the 50s, but was not parallel to 4835. At that time, no harmonic on 9670. He also heard another station, Radio Simban, on 2368.38, relaying a TV feed from Greece, he thought, about the fires there, and on another occasion it was on 2368.2 with Greek songs. 15580 is our best chance to hear many hours of VOA English to Africa, listed as the Botswana relay. I was checking it out on July 5th. The total schedule is 05 to 07 UT and 1430 to 22, except there's a break from 1630 to 1730 on weekdays. I also found it to be 10 hertz on the minus side of the frequency. And on Saturday, July 6th, Music Time in Africa airs at 1505. Using a remote in Brazil, Zaharias Yangas heard a mysterious signal on 6037.6, July 8th at 1442. Awful modulation and no carrier, but at 15 UT ID as Voz Missionaria. So that's a spur out of their 5940 variable transmitter. Another one matching on 5842. In other words, the spurs are plus and minus approximately 98 kilohertz. And here is a Brazilian pirate on 7550, reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil, on the 5th of July at 1825 to 1840, with English pop and rock and Brazilian pop rock selections, ID is Rádio A Mexinha, transmitindo para todo o Noroeste Paulista, and also heard at 2025 to 2033. That's spelled A-M-E-I-X-I-N-H-A. And Takahito Akabayashi in Japan got more info about this. He picked it up at midnight UT July 7th via remote in Brasilia with good reception, and got an EQSL from the owner. The name A Mexinha means plum in English. He named it as his sister likes that fruit. It's located in Mirandópolis, São Paulo State, covering southern Brazil and neighboring countries. According to its website, it was streaming the schedules weekdays from 18 to 02 UT, Saturday and Sunday from 15 until 02, and it runs 100 watts into a half-wave vertical dipole. By the way, there's some confusion about the spelling. It's if spelled without the I, as on the link, it's A-M-E-X-I-N-H-A, which means little friend rather than plum. JRX in Brazil reports again that pirate on 9370, Radio Frankenstein in Paraíba State, Saturday, July 6th at 1620 to 1640 with regional songs. And getting back to Radio Voz Missionaria, the one with 98 kilohertz spurs on 50 meters, Walt Salmone of NBC reports its other frequencies, 9664.919, exceptionally strong at 0329 UT, also on 11749.984, but extremely wobbly, and a decent carrier but no audio on 5939.950. As when he was trying to monitor Channel 292 Germany on 9670. He says, Missionary is a blowtorch into Masset, easy listening vocals, at 0353 measured on 9664.922. And July 7th at 0451, splatter from Voz Missionaria, plus or minus at least 8 kHz on each side of 9665. And also problems with a very big station, Radio Nacional da Amazonia, 11780. Tony Pavic in BC says, early UT Saturday, July 6th, usually they are a barn burner signal, but they were gone the past few nights, and then they were back at midnight 15 with a lousy signal, but completely disappeared by midnight 20. We hope our correspondent Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas, is okay after all that flooding. On July 6th, he reported RNA 11780 way out of whack. In the Brasilia remote, extremely distorted modulation, around 11967 a few days before, also reported on 11974, but nothing on 11780 at the same time. While their other frequency sounded fine, 6180. Now about an unofficial station in Chile. Reports from Zaharias Dangas in Greece, using a remote in Brazil, actually camping on someone else's tuning, first on 6925, and at 2230 changing to 7535. First ID was heard as Radio Grande. Lucio Bobrovic in Brazil explains that it is Radio Companhia Worldwide, or RCW, relaying the station Radio Grande. They usually relay other stations, with 40 watts on 6925 and 100 watts on 7535. China and Nan, using the remote in Holland, Richard Langley reports on the final day of Radio Free Asia in Cantonese. Monitored Sunday, 7 July, between 14 and 15 UT, on 13575, with jamming presumably by CNR1 programming. RFA was using different frequencies on different days of the week, perhaps originally to confuse jammers. It was no longer on the air, but the jammers were still there, on 8 July on 13755, on 9 July 13795, and on 10 July 13755, all in the absence of RFA. How long will they keep that up, wasting power? Yet another unofficial in South America, from Colombia, Manuel Mendez in Spain, reports hearing direct on 6017, on the 9th of July at 3:53, Organización Radial El Prado. It had been many months without hearing it, but it was on the air with Colombian songs and closing with the national anthem at 0357. We never know which frequency, if any, will be in use by Radio Havana, Cuba, for English in our evenings. July 7th at 0115, they were very strong on 9700. But on July 10th at midnight 5, they were already in English on 11950 with a very good signal and modulation. Imagine that. From Egypt, Radio Cairo is seldom heard anymore, and we just about concluded it was gone from shortwave. But some reports are appearing. In Australian DX News, Gavin Waters reports 9470 on the 9th of June at 1834, listed in Italian for Europe, but there was virtually no audio. And Andy Reid in Ontario says it's back on 9440, July 10th at 2120, but just an open carrier. And it was also on last Sunday, and was already gone by 2128. That's the schedule sesquiar in English from 2115. As of July 11th, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight explains, Radio Cairo has been on the air irregularly as usual. According to my latest observations, English at 2115 was on 9440 on these dates, June 5, 7, 9, 16, 23, 26, and 30, and on July 7, 9, and 10. Albanian, Italian, and German are also on air irregularly. It's still using only one of their worn-out transmitters since the beginning of this year. The audio level varies from 0 to around 30% maximum at a guess, still with some distortion and very hard to make out the spoken content. We had some occasional days in 2023 when the audio was acceptable, but right now there is just no point in trying to listen to the programs or hoping for any improvement. He says, I feel sorry for the programming staff with all their efforts going to waste. I suppose they no longer care whether they are being heard as long as they are getting their regular salaries. But Alex Miatnikov in Ukraine replies, I recall that Egypt's external service was also broadcast via satellite. Maybe they do have some audience there. Bill Telfer tells us about his July broadcast on Channel 292 Germany. Saturday, July 13th, it's from the Isle of Music. About Cuban music, with the winning album in the traditional variado category, Danzoneando en Vivo desde Matanzas, by Orquesta Failde of Cubadisco 2024. And then exactly 1 week later, on Saturday, July 20th, it's Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, with various multi-ethnic music blending musical styles from different cultures. Here are the times for both of those and the frequencies. 17 to 18 UT on 9670, beaming towards South Asia. At 19 to 20, 3955 and 6070, omnidirectional for Europe and beyond, as is the third broadcast at 23 to 24 UT on 3955 only. July 8th at 0146, I was hearing rock music on 9670, that's Channel 292 Germany, testing a directional antenna this way, so reception was much better than usual. Also, Terry Cogan of Texas Radio Shortwave says the 9670 signal has been fair to very good between 22 and beyond 03 UT on the East Coast and into the Midwest of North America. So, TRSW is carrying out some tests during these hours. On UT Saturday, July 13th at 0200, the Yellow Rose of Texas Hour. On the 14th at 0100, the Texas Music A to Z Hour, number 1, featuring cities and towns, and the same program also on July 20th at 0300. And Yellow Rose of Texas again on July 21st at midnight UT. Reports, of course, wanted for a spiffy QSL. Judging from the news about hurricane damage on the island of Carriacou of Grenada, this is hardly surprising, but it's sad to have it confirmed. From Linus FDDA via Idun's medium wave news on the 5th of July. On 1400 kHz, the harbor light of the Windward is off the air after Hurricane Beryl. The infrastructure on the island of Carriacou has been almost totally destroyed, including the transmitting towers, some of which were bent in half by the power of the eye of the hurricane. It may be a while before they can recover. Of course, 1400 is just about impossible to hear inside North America, but it's widely heard in Europe and perhaps the South Pacific. About Iran, from Tony Rogers, DX Guides via communication of the British DX Club. IRIB Arabic Radio is part of their world service, 24/7 for the Arab world. Their schedule is at arabicradio.net. Shortwave usage is reduced from in the past, Yemen targeted between 06 and 1730, except between 8:30 and 9:30, and Iraq, Syria, and the Levant, and northern Saudi Arabia, between 08:30 and 10:30 UT. An HFCC 500 kilowatts via the Sirjan site. 06 to 8:30 on 15240 to Yemen, 8:30 to 10:30, 15430 to Iraq, Syria, Levant, and Saudi Arabia. 9:30 to 14:30 on 15240 to Yemen, and 14:30 to 17:30 on 9840 to Yemen. He says, schedule seems to be accurate from my monitoring. IRIB chimes are played on the half hour. By the way, Iran stopped broadcasting in their own language, Persian or Farsi, many years ago. Nothing of that on shortwave. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, World of Radio 2251, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from William T. Hassig of Mount Prospect, Illinois, who sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P. P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Harold Sellers in British Columbia says, in the spring, WRMI had been carrying KBS World Radio South Korea off the WRN feed. It but wasn't on the air in May. However, on UT Saturday, July 6th, it was back on 5800, presumably at 02 to 03 UT, Tuesday through Saturday, as before. Publicity from Digital Radio Mondiale, dated July 10th, via Mike Terry says, Radio New Zealand's new 100 kilowatt shortwave DRM transmitter has been installed at the Rangitaki Transmitter Center and is fully operated now by the New Zealand public broadcaster. Tests have already been carried out by Swiss technicians. But Ricky Leong in Alberta clarifies as of July 11th, everything has been tied in, yes, but I understand the new transmitter was still in a testing phase, not operating full-time. According to an email exchange I had with Adrian Sainsbury, technical manager at RNZ, Norfolk Island, I happened to run across VK9DX, Nick Hotchko on 10 meters, calling QRZ and CQ, and making quick contacts with U.S. stations on 28460 USB. This was July 10th at 2209. Nothing was said about possibly resuming his shortwave broadcasts on 5045. And that is no longer listed in Aukey or IBE. It's been so long since the previous ones. Just the other Australian station, Bay Islands Radio in Queensland. Filed under O for Okinawa, although I know it's part of Japan now, a story from Stars and Stripes, dated July 8th, via Steve Witt of Medium Wave News. Dateline, Camp Foster. The American Forces Network plans to replace its AM radio tower in Okinawa, crippled by a series of lightning strikes and out of service since June, and resume broadcasting next summer. Surf 6:48 a.m. is off the air until further notice, it announced on June 12th. Estimates at least 8 lightning strikes during 4 separate storms hit the tower over about 30 days in May and June. AFN Okinawa Station Manager Master Sergeant Mike Hutchinson said the first strike hit May 28th, subsequently steadily degraded the signal until it finally went completely off the air. It plans to demolish the tower, which was rebuilt in 2008, and build a new one in its place after the island's typhoon season ends November 30th. Construction will begin in December or January and last approximately 6 months, so the station should be back broadcasting sometime next July. Should you hear a station in Spanish on 96.5, identifying as Éxitos 96.5, you might well conclude it's WOEX, the full power station in Orlando, Florida, which I've definitely heard in the past via sporadic E. However, lately I've just heard another station using exactly the same slogan on the same frequency. It's a mere translator in Oklahoma City, K243BJ, which relays the HD3 signal of KRXO 107.7. Russia and non, if you didn't see it, you might want to look up the July 7th edition of 60 Minutes on CBS television, which had a follow-up report on so-called Havana Syndrome, pointing to Russia as the source of this radio frequency or acoustic energy damaging brains of Americans. Saint-Thomé Principe, in the medium wave circle, Andrew Braid in the UK says, I've noticed that VOA on 1530 is still transmitting in the evenings, just as it used to, signing off at 2030 UT, rather abruptly, in the middle of some music. But the usual morning sign-on with Yankee Doodle prior to programming starting at 0300 has not happened for the last 3 days, as of the 4th of July. The Saint-Thomé transmitter site, also on many shortwave frequencies, is thought to be one that is headed for extinction. So I checked out a number of their scheduled broadcasts on shortwave as well as medium wave on July 8th. Some of them were still there, and some not, detailed in my reports. Andy Reid in Ontario reports problems hearing Radio Thailand's English to North America service at midnight UT on 13750. As of July 9th, he says, for the last couple of nights it's been missing at midnight UT, although I could hear them power up for a minute at 2345 with a test tone and normal strength. Jules Letourneau of the official SWL channel replies, I can hear it weekly in Montreal at midnight 12 UT, must be propagation conditions. But Andy says at midnight 28, if that's Thailand, they are using a different antenna. China's also on at this time. The carrier dropped at midnight 30, so it is Radio Thailand, but not toward North America. Voice of Turkey continues to be unreliable for English to us at 22 UT on 11785. It was missing on both July 8th and 9th, unusual 2 days in a row. From Radio Today, 14 June, via Mike Terry in the British DX Club, a coalition of commercial media and content businesses have written to the Labour Party to warn against allowing the BBC to introduce advertising. They say adverts on BBC audio and podcasts would cause damage to the UK's creative industries and the content provided for audiences. BBC services are currently funded by 3.8 gigapounds in license fee income. Commercial media businesses rely primarily on advertising revenues, which would be eroded significantly if the BBC also sought to generate advertising. And from The Guardian, July 10th, via Mike Cooper, BBC plans to launch a Radio 2 Golden Oldies spin-off station have hit the buffers after commercial rivals complained to the media regulator. In February, BBC announced that Radio 2 planned to target older listeners with a new online channel featuring music from the 50s to the 70s, as well as some of the people who shaped the cultural landscape at the time. BBC had hoped to launch its new online station, not automatically subject to the same level of scrutiny as analog or digital stations, on BBC Sounds as soon as this month. An internal BBC investigation found it would not have a significant negative effect on its competitors. Also about this, in the July 10th Media Leader, via Mike Terry, Ofcom has bought one of three proposed early launches of BBC spin-off stations and requested a full public interest test and regulatory process. BBC announced its intention to launch four distinctive digital music stations as extensions for radios 1, 2, and 3, facing pushback from commercial radio players as an attempt to directly imitate the recent success of commercial stations. Separately, the media regulator has allowed the new Radio 1 service covering the 2000s and Radio 3 Chill station to proceed on BBC Sounds. I've already mentioned something about this under other country headings, but under USA and non, cutbacks at Voice of America and USAGM. It looks like São Tomé and Botswana have had 18 programs canceled. Also taking a big hit in programming are Udorn Thailand and Tinang Philippine Islands. It is as yet unclear whether these are steps toward closing down those relay sites entirely. John Jurasek in Florida reports on UT July 11th, I conducted a monitoring exercise attempting to monitor every VOA broadcast between 02 and 07 UT through my own setup, as well as remote receivers around the world, to see where things stand. The results are not good. It's looking similar to the BBC cutbacks earlier in the year, and perhaps 60 to 70% of all broadcasts eliminated. If there's any silver lining, the English service seems minimally impacted, but that's about it. And his findings, in too much detail to quote here, but in generally, at 0200, Burmese gone from Thailand and Philippines. At 0300, Burmese gone from Thailand. Tibetan gone from Kuwait. Burmese and Tibetan gone from Philippines. At 0400, Shona gone from São Tomé, but English still there on some frequency. Tibetan gone from Thailand and Philippines. At 0500, Hausa gone from São Tomé but still on from Ascension. And from Vatican, Kinyarwanda gone from São Tomé and Botswana. Tibetan gone from Kuwait, Thailand, and Philippines. At 0600, French gone from São Tomé, Wolverton, and Botswana. Kai Ludwig in Germany adds, Portuguese at 18 to 1830 is gone. There appears to be a reduction but not complete cancellation of the shortwave distribution of RFE, RL, and Farsi, or Radio Fardaw. Turkmen still on shortwave, at last remaining one of the classic RFE, RL broadcasts, and no apparent reduction of transmissions to Afghanistan and the Pashto-speaking part of Pakistan. Dan Robinson says, in the first hearing in years dealing directly with major controversies at USAGM and VOA, the CEO since 2022, Amanda Bennett, a former VOA director, came under sharp questioning by House Republicans over controversies that have placed the agency and VOA in the headlines in recent years. And he points to some video and some text, some of this available via the Foreign Affairs House website and Chairman Representative Michael McCaul of Texas. There are also reports about this in the Washington Times and in National Review. Concerning World of Radio on WRMI, the past two Tuesdays, July 2nd and 9th, the 1300 UT broadcast did not appear on 9955 because that frequency was off the air. So I'm not sure what the situation is. We're still on the schedule, and it is still on the air later on other days of the week. On WBCQ, Angela and Alan Weiner Worldwide, UT Saturday, July 6th at midnight, 5129.931 was reactivated. Alan said that he's been working on rebuilding the old 50 kilowatt Collins transmitter for that frequency, and now it's entirely available for lease. But since then, it's been off the air again instead of resuming what used to occupy it 24/7, Radio Asterisk Rump International. In the medium wave circle, Steve Witt in York, England, surveyed the radio stations in the Houston area, finding many of them off the air or with dead air due to power outages or flooding, we hope, rather than antenna damage caused by Hurricane Beryl. This was on July 9th at 1245 UT. The following AMs were off the air: 610, 850, 900, 1070, 1110, 1140, 1230, 1400, 1460, 1480, 1540, and 1590. And these had dead air but were on the air: 650, 880, 980, 1050, 1380, 1430, and 1560. And he also surveyed quite a number of FMs which were off the air or with dead air. Not entirely clear, but some of this info may have come from a listener in Conroe, Texas. Using remotes in Australia and New Zealand, Tony Rogers in the UK, the British DX Club, surveyed this schedule of Radio Vanuatu on shortwave. I'll just give the start times. There's about a minute to change frequencies. 1830 on 3945, 1959 on 7260, 2159 on 9960, 0659 on 3945, 0959 on 7260 until sign-off around 1100. Meanwhile, as long as WRMI keeps extending its 9955 broadcast past 07UT, there will be interference adjacently to Vanuatu on 9960. The National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters is a trade organization representing some but not all private U.S. shortwave stations. It's holding its annual meeting 2024 in Hamilton, Ontario, on July 22nd and 23rd. Details at shortwave.org. And it is open to the public at no charge. I must point out that DXers and SWLs should be aware that this event is hosted by Galcom, G-A-L-C-O-M, which is a manufacturer and purveyor of fixed-tuned shortwave radios, so religious broadcasters may retain a captive audience. This is, of course, totally anti-DX and anti-SWL. Anyone attending should confront them on it. Propagation outlook from SWPC issued July 8th. ANKNSE's peaking at 12 and 4 on July 14th, 10 and 3 on July 15th and 20th, otherwise only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 160 July 12th to a peak of 200 July 21st to 25th, and down to 165 by August 3rd. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, World of Radio 2251 concludes. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.